I did the cardinal sin. Friends, I lied. Sort of. I said that I was going to try not to make this a talking podcast, and while my intention is still to do as much music as possible, I do enjoy talking. And I think that's why people have podcasts, right? They like to talk. They like the sound of their own voice. But for me, I just realized that the music thing feels so important, like to get to share music and just get to kind of like create in that space in terms of people getting to really feel dropped in and not having to like overthink and analyze stuff and always be up in the brain, which is such a product of our Western culture, as they say. However, I do enjoy sharing some of those like kind of things that just don't get talked about often. So I'm going to try to keep these. And again, I shouldn't be saying anything because who knows? I always shoot myself in the foot, the bare foot anytime I say stuff. But theoretically, I'm going to try not to talk too much and keep these short and concise and just share very simple concepts that just are often seen in the, I don't want to say wrong, but misguided way. So first off, I was reading a book recently called Resurrecting Jesus that Aja got me, and she's like, I know you don't read much, and I love to read, but I just take these long breaks because I write so much, and I find that when I'm writing a book, which I'm writing right now, a new book, it's done, I'm just editing it, but when I'm writing, I don't like to read too much because it tends to like just change, it makes me want to change things, and I like to stay kind of clean and pure with what I'm writing so I'm not influenced by too many outside things because it can become pretty easy to start copying other styles and stuff like that. So I try to keep my mind clear. But a few months ago, I was reading this book called Resurrecting Jesus. And one thing that Adyashanti, who wrote the book, talks about is this idea of missing the mark. And how when we hear the word sin, a lot of our culture, like we have so much connotation around what sin means. And what he says is that, like, if you really interpret the kind of more classical understanding of sin, it's just like missing the mark. So while we think of like sinning as like bad or we did something terrible, if you think about the concept as missing the mark, just didn't get it right, or you just kind of like missed the key purpose or something was wrong. So the reason I bring that up today is because so often we fall into this dualistic worldview of how things are, as though life is dualistic and it's all about good and bad and right and wrong. And the issue there is that wherever you look, you'll see somebody disagreeing with you. And of course, as they say, we're living in these very polarizing times right now where everybody has much more intense opinions and ideas, and like things have just gotten so blown out of proportion. It's like, if you're not on my side, you're against me and we're at war and all this stuff. And you know, I was talking to someone recently that was saying, like, you know, when we were growing up, like if you were Democrat or Republican, it was just like, okay, that's what you are. And you know, we can have a conversation and we can exist. And now it's like, if you're Democrat or you're Republican and the other person's the other thing, it's just like an all out war. And I'm generalizing, but this seems to be happening more and more where there's this polarization going on. And that's what I mean in this dualistic world where people are choosing sides based on what they think is right. And they're living in that space. But beyond that, they're, you know, attacking others, and they're making others out to be wrong and stupid, and I can't believe you, and you're killing people, and you're a moron, and all this stuff. And the issue with that is, when you think about it from the sin perspective of missing the mark, is that we're trying to hold on and grasp onto things, because as humans, we like to create meaning, which is understandable, but oftentimes we haven't really looked at the idea, we haven't really scrutinized the idea and where it's coming from. So if you really believe in something and it serves you well, and you've really, like, you know, done your own internal and external and whatever research you need to do to come to that conclusion, great. But if you're blindly being led by something and you're just holding on to that because, you know, other people that you look up to just told you that, or maybe because it was some belief that was ingrained into you as a child, and you're not really willing to actually do the work that it takes to look into those beliefs and question everything that you know, well, chances are you're just playing into some sort of character. And this is where the missing the mark, that you're missing the mark. You're missing a key piece that's keeping you stuck. Now, I will say, if your life is great and you're fully fulfilled and you're seeking nothing, well, then maybe you should disregard anything I'm saying. However, anyone I find that's looking for something, right, and searching for answers is seeking. If you're listening to this, it's probably because you're curious to know something or open your mind up to something. So perhaps you've missed the mark in some area. Maybe you're saying, okay, well, I feel really good about my view. I've done all the research and I feel confident about it, but something's still off. Something about my life just does not click in right now. So that's what I'm talking about. If that's the case, if there's something that just doesn't feel right, well, consider then somewhere in your life you have sinned. And again, not in this religious way of like, oh, forgive me, Father, I've sinned, but perhaps you've missed the mark. Perhaps you've done something along the way that has kind of pointed you in the right direction. And instead of reconsidering what that direction was, you've been trying to force through or fight your way through or hold on and grasp onto your beliefs, because that's what people do, right? They often grasp onto their beliefs because it makes us feel more secure. Say, okay, this is what I believe and these are the people that agree with me and this is who I can be around. And that's fine and dandy and all, but again, if you've missed the mark, consider what else is out there for you. So the books that I write, which, you know, if you don't know, I give away for free at youenjoylife.us, youenjoylife.us, and you can go there and you can see everything that I have to share. And I allow digital downloads of all my books because I just like sharing this information. And the reason I say that is because this whole process is in my book, especially Conversations with Your Best Friend, the first one. That's really the process of the book. They all kind of come to the same conclusion, but they're told through different mediums. So, you know, the one about cooking is more about my journey through cooking and discovering all this stuff and questioning things and everything. So if you're like into cooking and that seems like a really cool route to like understand this whole process, well, cool, maybe that's a good one. Or if you're into music, you can check out the Dancing with Your Best Friend. But Conversations with Your Best Friend is more just straight up about this process. So yeah, go on over there and check it out if you want to get deeper into it. Otherwise, I'll be sharing more. And wow, look, let's see how long this podcast is. Nice, 7 minutes. So we'll end it there. Goodbye.